Merry Christmas! Oh, it's a joy to gather with you all today on this Christmas Eve, and I have the blessing of bringing you a Christmas message. So if we haven't met, my name is Daniel. I have the honor of pastoring this church. If you're here on Sundays, I made it! Look, I'm here! Yes. We had the whole church praying because my family was out sick this week, but we're on the mend and everyone's ready for Christmas morning tomorrow. So thank you for your prayers. And it's a joy, yes, it's a joy to gather with you here today. So if you're visiting, this is your first time with us here, we want to welcome you. And we're just so glad to gather together. Today we're going to be looking in the Word of God in the Bible. If you brought a Bible, you can open it up to Luke chapter 2. But the words are also going to be up on the screen behind me. And so I'll give you a moment to turn there to Luke chapter 2, which really is an amazing chapter of the Bible. It's a familiar one for Christmas time. It is a record of the events that are surrounding the birth of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, such as the decree of Caesar Augustus to have all the people registered in a census. Or how Joseph, with pregnant Mary, traveled to Bethlehem to participate in that census. Or the birth of Jesus in a humble manger surrounded by animals because there was no room for him in the inn. Or even once Jesus was born, there was an angelic announcement to shepherds keeping watch by night in a field. All of these events and more are what surround the birth story of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And that's who I want to talk about today. I want to talk about Jesus, God's Son, who was sent here for us. I want to talk about who he is. I want to talk about what he has done for us. And I also want to talk about another man today, a man by the name of Simeon. And Simeon was someone who was expecting to meet Jesus in his lifetime. And Simeon did meet Jesus. His expectations were met. And this filled him with peace and joy. And so my expectation for today is that some of you here will get the opportunity to meet Jesus. Already earlier today at our last service, we had some people meet Jesus for the first time, and it's a beautiful thing when that happens. And I believe that like Simeon, everyone needs to meet Jesus within their lifetime. And so let's think for a moment just about expectations in general. For some reason, I've been thinking a lot about this idea because we all have them. We all expect things to happen in life. And maybe for you, you're expecting a particular gift this Christmas Eve. I remember growing up one year, I really wanted this particular RC car. You know the one, I'd seen it on all the commercials where it hit all these epic jumps, and no matter which way it landed, it would always keep driving. You know the one I'm talking about? Come on, you know which one I'm talking about. Okay, well, that Christmas, I did get an RC car, but it wasn't the one I was expecting. I got this white sedan. And the remote was attached to the car with a wire, which you know what that means, right? To drive it, I had to run with the car. And so it didn't meet my expectations. I was kind of disappointed, but hey, it builds character, right? So, you know, here today, I'm not entirely sure what you're expecting to get by coming here today. I certainly hope that you'll leave here with joy and peace and that you don't leave disappointed. But one thing that you can always expect when you come to this church is we will always open the Bible. Because the Bible tells us about who God is. And it tells us about who we can be in him. Because he created us and he loves us and he has plans for our lives. And so today, I want to tell you about Jesus because he is the greatest gift that you can receive at Christmas. And if you receive Jesus by faith, I can guarantee you, you will not be disappointed. And so Simeon's story has this way of showing that to be true. You know, Simeon expected to meet Jesus. And so let's read from the Word of God in Luke chapter 2, starting now at verse 25. This is what it says. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. So right here, we learn a few things about this guy named Simeon. Number one is we know his name. Simeon means God has heard. We know where he lived. He lived in the city of Jerusalem in Israel. We know that he lived a godly life. It says that he was righteous and devout. We know that he had expectations. It says here that he was waiting for the consolation of Israel. And we also know that God was guiding this man, as it says that the Holy Spirit was upon him. And so I like this guy. He's a righteous and devout, Spirit-led man of God, and he was waiting expectantly for God to bring consolation, which is just a nice word for comfort, to God's people. Not a lot else is known about Simeon, but by looking at the next verse, some have suggested that perhaps he was a prophet and also that maybe he was a really old man. And so check this out in verse 26. It says, "And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ." And so at some point in Simeon's life, the Holy Spirit revealed a promise to him. The Holy Spirit revealed that Simeon would not die until he had seen the Christ. Now, for those of you here today, if you believe in the God of the Bible, you believe that God is one, right? Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And yet, we also believe that God has revealed himself to us as three distinct persons. As Christians, we call this the Trinity. And so the God of the Bible has been revealed to us in this way. He is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And what I love about verse 26 is we see all three persons of God here in this text. We see the Holy Spirit. He's the one who revealed the promise to Simeon. We see the Son. Here he's called the Christ. And Simeon is going to meet him before he dies. And then we see the Father. Here he's called the Lord, and he's the one who sent Christ. So if you put all that together, this is what we have. The Lord our Father sent Christ the Son to be the Savior of the world and the consolation of Israel. And this was revealed by the Holy Spirit to Simeon. You see that? And so Simeon was a man that was seeking after God. He wanted to know God. And so it pleased him to hear this promise from him. Simeon, as it says here, would get to meet the Christ. In Hebrew, it's the Messiah. In English, it's the Anointed One. Simeon would meet the Redeemer that God was sending to his people, and he would get to meet him before he died. Now, we don't know how long Simeon had to wait before he met Jesus, but many people, like I said, believe that he was a very old man by this time. And so here Simeon is, sort of in my mind, thinking that this needs to happen soon, right? Because he's like, I'm not getting any younger, and I'd better meet Christ soon because time is passing me by, right? So that's true for all of us here today. You understand that, right? Whether you're young or whether you're old, time is passing you by. Can I hear from the young people? If you're young, any kids in here right now? Whoop, whoop. Awesome. Any older people? Look at the cannons back there. Love it. Older people, come on. Right here. Oh, that's me. Right? Somewhere in between, kind of figuring out your 30s right now or something like that. You know, we all, right in the back. Thanks, guys. Thanks for the participation. So I don't know where you're at in life, whether you're young, you're old. You know, it's, but can you believe it's already Christmas and that next year is 2025? Wow. You know, time is passing us, isn't it? As time passes, we're all getting older. And as we're getting older, we're getting closer to the time of our death. And death is an interesting thing because for some people, they expect perhaps that death is coming. For others, it can happen very unexpectedly. But the reality is that no one knows the time of their death. Not even Simeon knew when he was going to die. But Simeon knew that one day he would die. And it was his expectation that before he died, he would get to meet Jesus, the promised Christ. And as I said already, I believe that everyone needs to meet Jesus within their lifetime. And so if you haven't met Jesus yet, today I'm going to give you an opportunity to do that. Today you can see Jesus for who he is. You can believe in what he has come to do for you. And so we've come to the point now in this text, in this story, where Simeon is finally going to get to meet Jesus. Look with me at verse 27. It says, "And he came in the spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law." So let's stop right there. We're told that Simeon came by the Holy Spirit into the temple. And so what this has the idea of is that the Holy Spirit was preparing Simeon to meet Jesus. The Holy Spirit is always preparing people to meet Jesus. The Holy Spirit was guiding Simeon to go to a certain place at a certain time. Simeon went to the temple. The temple was a place where God's people gathered together for worship. Simeon went at a time when the parents of Jesus were doing a religious custom. You know, if a special child was born, a male child entered into the world, you'd go to the temple and you'd bring an offering to God. This was a custom and a tradition of the families in those days. They would, anytime a child entered the world, you'd go to the temple. And you know, that might actually sound really similar to why some of you are here today, if you think about it. For a lot of you, you know, you come here every week. I know that. I know a lot of you, you come. This is your church, right? But for some of you, perhaps you're here today because of tradition. You know this much. You know that a special child was born a long time ago, and his name is Jesus. And so you go with your family and you go at a certain time. You know, you guys chose the 4:30 service. You go to a certain place. You're here at Calvary Chapel Palos Verdes, if you didn't realize that, right? And in that place of worship, for a lot of people, they're coming because they want to bring some kind of offering to God, right? I don't think I'm that far off in saying that's why some people go to church on Christmas. And I'm not even necessarily saying that there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying that there's more to Christmas than that. And you might not have expected it. I believe that the Holy Spirit has guided every single person who has come here today. I believe that. Whether you are aware of it or not, God brought you here today. He brought you at a specific time, to a specific place, because he knew that you would be given the opportunity to meet Jesus. And for some of you, that hasn't happened yet. And let me tell you, that needs to happen before you die. And so here it is. Here's this moment when Simeon meets the child named Jesus. Verses 28 to 31 says, "He took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, 'Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people, Israel.'" And so just picture this in your mind with me right now. They're in the temple, you know, this place of worship. There's a lot of people there, a lot of stuff going on, and you got this old man named Simeon, and he's come to that place led by the Spirit, and he walks up to this young family. There's Mary and there's Joseph, and they're holding a baby named Jesus. And it doesn't seem like these people have ever met each other before. And so picture this old man walking up to this young family, and Simeon sees Jesus, who's about a month old at this time. And Simeon says to Mary, "Excuse me, do you mind if I hold your baby?" Anyone who's, you know, young parents of young kids knows that you would probably be a little weirded out by this. You wouldn't be expecting it. But for some reason, Jesus ends up in Simeon's arms. Now, perhaps Simeon had a priestly role in the temple. Perhaps he was the one who dedicated the children according to the custom of the law. But here is Simeon, this old man, now holding baby Jesus in his arms. He is holding the Christ child in his arms. Do you have that picture in your mind? And just then, the Holy Spirit is speaking to Simeon, and he's saying, "This is him. This is the Christ. His name is Jesus." He was born in Bethlehem, born to this virgin mother named Mary. And Mary is looking at Simeon thinking, can I have my baby back, please? But before Simeon hands Jesus back to his parents, Simeon prays and prophesies over this child. Let's look at Simeon's prayer to God and see what he says about Jesus. Verse 29, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. What Simeon is saying here is, finally, I've had the opportunity to see Jesus Christ. And look, Jesus was still a baby at this time. And so he had many years of life that were still ahead of him. But Simeon knew, right, that Jesus would grow up. And Simeon knew that one day Jesus would die. Because that's the reality for all humans. We all grow up and one day we will die. But he knew that Jesus' death would be different. That Jesus' death would be for the salvation of all people, to the Jews and to the Gentiles. And this was revealed by the Holy Spirit to Simeon. Simeon expected this to happen. And so you could say here that Simeon had faith. Simeon had faith that he was going to meet Christ. And so because Simeon had now met Jesus, he had someone to put his faith in. Simeon could now die in peace. That's why he said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. Simeon saying, now I could die a happy man because I have met the Christ. Now listen, only those who have put their faith in Jesus Christ can say that. That they could say, I will die in peace. And let me tell you, you do not want to depart from this life without having faith in Jesus. Because the only way, and I'm speaking on the authority of the Bible, the only way that you will go to heaven is if you have peace with God. And the only way to have peace with God is to accept what Jesus came to do for you, to believe in Jesus with faith. Because you see, the Bible teaches that your sin separates you from God. Your sin has put enmity between you and God. And the only way that you can have peace with God is someone has to die. Because the Bible says that the wages of sin is death, and all have sinned, and everyone's gonna die. We've already established that. But there is one person. There's one person who never once sinned, and that, of course, is Jesus. And because Jesus never sinned, he could die a death in our place. And he did. He died in our place to offer us forgiveness. This is what Jesus did. Jesus died on a cross and rose from the dead to save sinners. That's the gospel. And so the only way for you to die in peace is if you know that your sins have been forgiven. And the only way to have your sins forgiven is to put faith in Jesus and to receive his grace. So I have good news for you today. If you put faith in Jesus, you can be forgiven today. And Simeon himself, he looked forward in faith to what Jesus would do for him. He believed that Jesus was gonna die on the cross. And we know that Jesus has already died on the cross. That doesn't need to happen again. That's happened in history. And so what we do now is we look backward in faith to what Jesus has already done for us. He died on a cross for us. He died on a cross. He was buried in a grave, and he rose from the dead, and it's the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ that offers to us the gift of salvation. So let me ask you, I want to ask you, like you, if you're listening to what I'm saying, I want to ask you, can you say this with Simeon? My eyes have seen your salvation. And I know that none of us have seen Jesus in the same way that Simeon got to see Jesus. Simeon got to see Jesus as a baby. He got to hold God in human flesh. That's amazing. And so I understand the difference here, but we can still see Jesus. We can still meet Jesus. It's just now we see him with faith. Now we meet him by believing that his word is true. You know, Jesus said this in John chapter 20, verse 29. He said to his disciples who got to see Jesus in the flesh, have you believed because you have seen me? But then he said this, and this is about us. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed. See, God has a blessing for those who see Jesus with faith. You get to experience his salvation. And so for me personally, I have seen the salvation of God come into my life. And I know that for many of you here today, you've seen the salvation of God come into your life. You know, I didn't grow up with any of this. I came to know Jesus when I was 17 years old. Prior to this, it was mostly just about tradition. I remember every Christmas Eve here in Palos Verdes, I'd go to my grandparents' house, and before we opened presents, we'd open to Luke chapter 2. That's the only time we ever opened the Bible. And I remember, for some reason, I was always chosen to read, and it's probably because I was missing my two front teeth, and so it was really cute when I said, Caesar Augustus, right? But once I came to the point in my life when I really understood who Jesus is, when I really heard about what he came to do for me, I believed in him. I trusted in him. I gave my life to him, and I saw his salvation come into my life. And you see, I believe that God wants to do that for some of you here today. Simeon said this in verse 31, salvation was prepared in the presence of all peoples. You know, Jesus was born in a very public way. Jesus was buried in a very public way. And Jesus rose from the dead, which is the most important truth of this belief. If Jesus didn't raise from the dead, you're in the wrong place right now. But he did. And he did it in a very public way. Jesus did his work of salvation publicly in the presence of all peoples. And because Jesus wants to save all people, he sends preachers like me, someone for a lot of you maybe haven't even ever met before, to proclaim this truth. You know, I've simply been telling you what the Bible says about Jesus, and I believe it's entirely true. The Bible says that Jesus is the Son of God who was sent from heaven to earth to save us. And Simeon made sure to say that salvation was for all people. That includes you. Every single person can meet Jesus. It says this in verse 32 as he's holding the child in his arms. Simeon says this about Jesus. He is the light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people, Israel. Jesus came to save the Jews and the Gentiles. Basically, that's the Bible's way of saying everyone. All people can come and meet Jesus. He's the light and the glory of the world. He is the Lord and the Savior of all. Those are some big words about a little child, don't you think? So Mary's looking at Simeon and she's like, now can I have my baby back? Right? And it says here in verse 33, and his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. After hearing all these words spoken about their child, Mary and Joseph were amazed at what they had just heard. They knew, of course, that Jesus was a special child who had been sent from God, but even still, they marveled at the things that were said about him. A man who they never met before was telling them things about this child, and it made them think like, and then they believed the words that were spoken about Jesus. And maybe that's you here today. You know, my expectation for today is that many of you already believe in Jesus. You know, you believe that he's the Christ. You've received his salvation into your life. But I also expect that there's some here today who haven't believed in Jesus. And like I said, everyone needs to meet Jesus within their lifetime. And there may be some of you here today and you've not known Jesus in this way, but look, I did say that I would give you an opportunity to meet Jesus, didn't I? In just a moment, I'm gonna lead us in a prayer, and if you wanna meet the Lord, if you wanna see his salvation come into your life, that can happen today. But first, I want you to see the last words that Simeon said to Mary, the mother of Jesus. Verses 34 to 35 say this. These are the last verses we'll read. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also so that the thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. There's a lot that I could say about those words, but I just want to give you the gist of it. Simeon knew that this child who had been born to a virgin mother standing right there, Mary, he knew that this Jesus was the Christ, the Savior who came to die for all people. But Simeon also knew this. He knew that not everyone would accept Jesus as the Christ. He knew that many would accept him, but he also knew that many would reject him. It has been said that Jesus is the great divider of humanity. It says it right there. Jesus is for the fall and the rising of many. There are those who are for him and there are those who are against him. And so what about you? Are you for Jesus or are you against Jesus? I'm going to tell you, you must decide in this lifetime. And I also want to say this, is to be undecided about Jesus. Maybe you're listening to what I'm saying today. We've never met, but you're listening to what I've said about Jesus. And you're thinking right now, I just don't know. And you remain undecided. But I just want to say, to be undecided about Jesus is to make a decision. And it's to say, I don't believe this. But I believe that the word of God is true. And I believe that the word of God has been like a sword today, piercing into people's hearts and minds. I see that you're all listening right now. And faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And I believe that there's faith coming right now into people's hearts and minds. And I believe that right now, there are people here whose thoughts and their hearts have been exposed, and it's your opportunity right now to respond to Jesus. So right now is your opportunity to respond with faith to who Jesus is and to what he's done for you. You can accept him with faith, and you will rise with him. Or you can reject Jesus. That's an option. You could disregard faith, but it says you will fall from him. And my expectation is that the Holy Spirit is working in hearts right now for you to believe. And if today you want to receive salvation from Jesus, you can. You can meet the Lord right now. You can believe in him. And so I'm going to lead us right now in a closing prayer. And just a simple prayer that if you want to pray it along with me, you just pray it in your own heart. You pray this sincerely, like you mean it. And you might not have all the answers figured out yet, but you know enough to say right now, I want to meet this Jesus. I want to know him. And you can do that right now. Would you join me in prayer? If you're ready to receive salvation from Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, you can pray this with me right now. God, I've come here today, and I wasn't expecting to hear what I just heard. But Jesus, I now understand that you came into this world as a child to be the Christ. That's what Christmas is all about. It's about you coming to save people. And I realize now that you came into this world to save me from my sins. So today I'm confessing to you, Jesus, that I'm a sinner and I need you to save me. Jesus, I want to see your salvation come into my life. I want to experience joy and peace. So thank you, Jesus, for dying for me so that I can have joy in life, so that I can have peace in death. Holy Spirit, thank you for leading me here today. Thank you for meeting me in this place. I ask you right now, for you to come and be my God. I ask you to be my Savior. I ask you to come and be my friend. Today, I want to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, who came to save me. And as we're all praying right now, I just want to ask, if you prayed that prayer with me for the first time, and you sense right now that you've seen the salvation of the Lord, you can say now, I've seen it, I see it, the salvation of the Lord. Would you raise your hand just right where you are? I see you right here. Raise it up, raise your hand, praise the Lord, I see you. Awesome. If the Lord is stirring in your heart and today's the day you want to meet Jesus, you want to come to him as the Lord and Savior of your life, just raise your hand right where you are. Praise God, I see you over there too. Awesome. Lord Jesus, thank you for those who've made a decision in this moment to follow you. And God, I pray that you would meet them by your Holy Spirit right where they are. Teach them about who you are. Show them what it means to begin to follow you. Thank you for saving those who've made that decision today. We pray in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen, amen. Awesome. Would you all stand if you're able? We're gonna close our time here together in a final song of worship, and we're praising the Lord for those who have decided today that they wanted to meet Jesus. And so if you made that decision today, you raise your hand, we wanna meet you. We wanna give you a Bible. We wanna tell you more about what it means to be part of God's people. You're in the family of God, and that's an amazing thing. And so we're gonna have people up here at the front after the service who wanna give you a Bible, wanna talk to you, wanna just hear your story. And so if you prayed that prayer for the first time in your heart today and you wanna come and talk to somebody, please don't leave here without coming and talking to just some real friendly people here at the front this Christmas. So God bless you. Let's close in a song of worship. Amen. Let's do this.